Can we go to Week in Review, please?
Sure, here it is.
We started the week with Mick ready to outwit and outplay everyone on Survivor.
If you drop me behind enemy lines, I would out-survive anyone.
You have to get a medical before you go on those shows, you do know.
And what's that supposed to mean?
They're really super fit people.
My weight.
Mind you, if you died, they'd have a big face.
It's very hurtful.
Even Stevens.
Oh, that seems to have all worked out in the wash then, doesn't it? You fat bastard.
Denise Scott popped by with news of an upcoming date with The Bachelor.
Apparently we're going to the rooftop at Channel 10.
He's taking you upstairs for a bit of...
He's calling it a date. He saw me last night.
What are you going to wear?
Oh, I just went and had a look in a shop across the road, actually. Had a nice, loose-fit floral shirt.
Hey, can you low hemline, please? Below the knees. I know what you like. You get overexcited.
Adam Gilchrist joined us to help celebrate a stunning first Ashes test victory. But all the talk seemed to be about Gilly borrowing Mick's Logie's pass.
Well, first she picks my pockets and goes, mate, I need your pass. I said, well, how am I going to get in? He goes, mate, I'll meet you back here. Yeah. Famous last words. Got to scale a fence to get back into the Logies.
I needed a pass to get this mate into the appropriate part of the function where the bar was.
You didn't have to pretend to be Mick Malloy.
My mate had to scruff his hair out.
Yeah.
You know,
put on some weight.
Buff his cheeks out.
You owe me, Gilly.
Got you in a one World Cup final, mate. You did owe
That's
me.
True.
And I've blown up about a Logies pass.
Questions were asked as to why we couldn't watch the Ashes on the TV.
Plenty of people ringing me up last night.
I know.
Including my mother going, how can I watch the cricket?
And who better to clear things up than Nine's program director, Hamish Turner?
3 days, we're promising rain. We didn't know if we were going to make it to the fifth day. So the safest bet to service the block audience but also service our cricket fans is to obviously have it on Gem.
Scotty friggin' Cam.
Scotty
Cam has ruined the Ashes.
You'd have to be happy with the Tigers though at the moment, mate.
Nice save, Hamish.
Jane had this health and safety announcement.
No one over the age of 40 should climb up a ladder unless you're a tradie.
What are you talking about?
You don't know. Okay, doctors from hospitals around Australia. I'm the one that changes light globes. I'm the one that goes up ladders
in
my house. Yes, I do.
Are you over 40? Well, you
yes,
be doing
but that. I always get my children to hold it for me. And I said, if mummy falls off the air, it's your fault.
Early riser from the Today Show, Georgie Gardner dropped by.
Should we go to bed in a minute?
You're lucky you haven't dropped off. Well, the kids tuck me in, usually at about 7:38. I'm a whole barrel of laughs.
Oh, you are a good time.
What does your husband do? Does he go out?
Yeah.
Sneak out and get back in at 2 in
have
the morning?
Time of his
exactly.
Life.
Gone for dust. I wouldn't have a clue. The marriage works very well, actually.
Yeah. Merrick Watts joined us and filled us in on his recent diagnosis.
A condition called Raynaud's, where you lose blood from your hands and your feet and you suffer extreme pain, typically as a 70-year-old woman.
I've never heard of this before.
10 years away, Jane, by the way.
Do not give him stuff like that on a platter.
And with Margot Robbie revealing in an interview she once had sex on a jet ski.
If I ever have to write a character in a film that I want people to know as a bogan and do it really quickly, I'll just put a jet ski on the back of a ute in their driveway. Now, Eddie McGuire, a friend of ours.
Yeah, he's got a couple.
But he's a bogan. Peel away the suit, he's a bogan.
Eddie, however, got wind of those comments and shots were fired back on his radio show.
Bogan's not a derogative these days.
Sounded like it.
Well, it is from Mick and Jane on their high perches. And Dangerous Dave, who's, you know, the aspirational bloke from Point Cook, who just looks disparaging at his neighbours as he drives past them every day into Triple M.
What do you say to the allegation that anybody who has a jet ski is a bogan?
Oh, I think that's probably right.
So we put the question to you.
You know you're a bogan when?
You go to court in a pair of Jack Daniels tracksuit pants.
When you wear your pyjamas to Kmart or bottle shop.
When you take your favourite stubby holder to the pub so you can put your skewies in it.
What's your favourite stubby holder, mate?
Oh, I've got this tattered old one that I got at a Keith Urban concert.
You got an indoor lounge on your front porch.
Yes.
When you're flicking through your picture magazine and one of your ex-girlfriends is in Bloomberg.